The economic headlines are encouraging. The U.S. economy is strong and unemployment is below 4% nationally. Americans are working, but unfortunately, many don't want to work on America's farms and ranches. I was startled this week when I read a social post from a third-generation vegetable farmer in North Carolina. He described the critical shortage of domestic workers. They're just not interested in those jobs. And he said the increasing cost of foreign workers through programs such as H-2A has reached a point that he's afraid that fruit and vegetable production in the U.S. will become unsustainable in the near future. That's a serious statement. All types of farms and ranches are facing labor shortages, but the problem is critical in the fruit and vegetable sector. That's where farmers are more dependent on hand harvesting. Every single one of the nation's 10 most popular fruits, including apples, table grapes, strawberries, and oranges, must be picked by hand. The same applies to 7 of the top 10 vegetables we eat. Without human harvesters, the vegetable sections of supermarkets would only offer potatoes, carrots, leaf lettuce, and salad mix. There would be no tomatoes, onions, head lettuce, bell peppers, or cucumbers, and that's just to name a few. American agriculture is at a critical junction. We need a solution to our labor shortage. In the short term, there needs to be a path to legalization for current workers who help sustain U.S. agriculture. In the long term, Congress needs to implement an effective, comprehensive guest worker program that is accessible to all of agriculture. One fresh produce leader said it well. Do we want a system where we import workers or import our food? I believe the answer is clear. I'm Gary Joyner, and this is your Texas Agriculture Minute.